We're going to teach on the lessons of repentance, water baptism, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I like to begin these lessons with a statement, the word commandments. Our God gives His creation man commandments, and He demands our obedience. When we choose to disobey God and break His commandments, we commit what the Bible calls sin, and the penalty for committing sin is death. The first book of the Bible, Genesis, states in chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." Chapter 2, verse 7 states, "And God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, "And the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may as freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." We all know that there came a day when Satan, the devil, deceived Eve in the garden and told her that if she ate of the tree of knowledge, she would not die, but would be as God, knowing good and evil. Satan lied to man, for he is a liar and the father of it. He was a liar from the beginning. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 reads, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband, and he did eat." Adam and Eve did not physically die that day, but they spiritually died. They lost their immortality, their everlasting life. Therefore, they grew old and died. Because of their disobedience, death passed upon all mankind. We inherited sin unto death from Adam. God's word tells us we were all born in sin under the penalty of death. No man can save his own soul. But praise God, for the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16 says, Jesus tells us, "For God so loved the world, mankind, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." For us today, to receive God's great gift of everlasting life, we must obey his commandments. His first commandment in order to receive the gift of eternal life is to repent of our sins. The second commandment is to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. Then God himself will give us the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is eternal life. So our first lesson on the new birth is repentance. Repentance, the definition is to have genuine godly sorrow for our sins, and to ask God to forgive us and to turn us away from our sins and turn us to the righteousness and to follow after God. Apostolic faith doctrine. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, the Word of God says, "We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." Jesus chose 12 apostles to be with him in the ministry of his gospel, the good news. Jesus began his ministry at the age of 30 by proclaiming to the Jewish multitudes, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Jesus spent the next 3.5 years preaching his gospel of salvation. After Jesus was crucified and resurrected from the dead, he preached his doctrine, that is, Jesus' teaching. Therefore, we today of the apostolic faith preach and teach what the apostles of Jesus preached and taught. This is the doctrine of Jesus Christ. We proudly take the name apostolic, for we preach and teach God's true plan of salvation. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. "Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." This is the very cornerstone of the apostolic faith doctrine. Lesson number one, the new birth, repentance. The definition of repentance: A, turn from sin to God. B, change of heart, mind, and direction. There are four elements of repentance. A is recognition of sin. In Mark chapter 2, verse 17, when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, "They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Romans chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written, "There is none righteous, no, not one." B, confession of sin to God. Proverbs 28 and 13, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh his sins, him shall have mercy." 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sins, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." C, contrition, having godly sorrow for sin. Psalms 51 and 17, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise." 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." D, decision to forsake sin. In Luke 3, 8, "Bring forth therefore fruit worthy of repentance." These are the four elements of repentance. Part 3, examples of repentance. A, the prodigal son, Luke 15 and 10. "Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in heaven at the presence of God's angels over one sinner that repenteth." The prodigal son, amen, this man had two sons. The younger son come to his father and said, "Father, let me have my inheritance." And his father gave him his inheritance, and that young man took it and went into a far country, and there he wasted that living on riotous living, that money on riotous living, amen, and he, amen, became poor. And at that point of becoming poor, it came to the point, a great famine in that country, he was starving, he went and ate, amen, with the hogs. He went and fed the hogs and filled his own belly with the husks of corn from what the pigs ate. And his, amen, the Word of God says that when he came to himself, he realized, "Back at my father's house, even the servants have plenty to eat and clothes to wear." And so that young man returned home. And when his father saw him afar off, his father ran and fell upon him and kissed him upon the neck. And the son said, "Father, I'm no longer worthy to be called thy son, but just let me be a servant in thy house." He said, "For I have sinned against you and I've sinned against heaven." But his father, in love and mercy, said to his servant, "Go and get a clean robe, a new robe, and get shoes, and get a ring and put upon my son. And go and kill the fatted calf and let us have a party and make merry. For this my son was lost and is found. He was dead and he is alive again." Amen. This is an example of a repentant person. This prodigal son, he turned from his sin, he turned back to his father, even as we turn from our sin and turn back to our Heavenly Father. And when we do, our Heavenly Father receives us with joy. Amen. And we are not his servants, but we are his sons or his daughters. The second example of repentance is the tax collector in Luke 18, 9 and 14. "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others." Jesus, amen, spoke these words. "There were two men that went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And so much more.' As the publican looked up into heaven, he said, 'I am not as an adulterer, or even as this publican, this sinner standing beside of me.' And this publican, he standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but he smote upon his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful unto me, a sinner.' I tell you that this man, this publican, this sinner, went down to his house justified rather than the other, rather than the Pharisee, rather than that one that claims self-righteousness. Rather, the sinner was justified in the eyes of God. For Jesus said, 'Every man that exalts himself he shall be abased. If one raises himself up, God is going to tear him down. But he that will humble himself as that sinner, that publican, humbled himself before God, he shall be exalted. Amen. C, the tax collector. Amen. C, David. Psalms 51:1 through 13. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him, after he had gone into Bathsheba, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. King David, the great man of God, committed a sin. He committed adultery with Bathsheba. And when the Lord pronounced judgment upon King David repented, and he said, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. King David, he sinned, but he had godly sorrow. He had godly repentance. He asked the Lord to forgive him. He turned away from his sins. He asked God to create in him a clean heart, restore salvation to him. And so we today, we must repent. Part 4, there is restitution for past sins. The word restitution means making good the damage done to the extent possible. We cannot repent and still enjoy the fruits of sin. In Matthew 5:23 and 24, the Word of God says, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother have aught against thee, leave thee thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Amen. The Word of God tells me that when we repent, that as far as humanly possible, we need to go back to those that we have wronged and ask them to forgive us. Also, if others have sinned against us, we must go and forgive that person their sin against us. And then the gift that we bring to God is ourself. It is our worship. It's our love. We bring our very soul to God for salvation. An example of this, amen, of making restitution, in Luke 19, verse 8, there was a man named Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my goods I will give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore it fourfold. Zacchaeus was a man of small stature. He was a short man. He heard that Jesus Christ was coming down the road in his town, and he could not see Jesus because of the multitude of people. So Zacchaeus climbed up into a sycamore tree, and when Jesus came by, Jesus looked up into that tree and said, Zacchaeus, come down, for I must sup with you this day. And Zacchaeus came down, amen, and he was thrilled that the Lord would come to his house. And others began to murmur and said, why is Jesus going into Zacchaeus' house? Because Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Zacchaeus, amen, was one of the one jobs of Israel the people hated because he collected taxes for the Roman Empire against his own people, Israel. But yet, when the Lord came into Zacchaeus' house, Zacchaeus was so thrilled with the Lord that he told the Lord, I'm going to take half of everything I have and I'm going to give it to the poor. I'm going to make restitution. And if I have falsely accused any man, if I have taken falsely from any man, I'm going to restore that which I took fourfold. And the Lord said, Amen, even as Zacchaeus, being a child of Abraham, so salvation has come to his house. Zacchaeus made restitution for his past sins. There is a source of repentance. God gives the opportunity and the ability, amen, to repent. We cannot repent in ourselves. Amen. We must be drawn by God. Romans 2 and 4. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness, of God's goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? God brings a man unto repentance. The Spirit draws and convicts. John 6 and 44. No man can come unto me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up the last day. Jesus is saying that no man can come unto the Father except he be drawn by Jesus. No man can come unto me except he be drawn by the Father. Amen. So we know that the Spirit of God brings conviction. The Word of God convicts a heart. Acts 2 and 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do to be saved? Amen. Faith motivates repentance. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. What happens at repentance? With God's help, humans decide to turn away from sin to God. God enables humans to break away from sinful habits and desires. Repentance deals with present consequences of sin, dominion of sin, the barrier between holy God and sinful humans. Repentance begins the work of forgiveness, but it is incomplete. There are those who preach and teach that when one repents by an act of faith that they're automatically saved. But that is contrary to the Word of God. Repentance is the very first step in God's plan of salvation, and it is absolutely necessary. Amen. It is the first step before salvation. But there is also a need of water baptism for complete remission of sins. According to Acts chapter 2, verse 38, when the people asked Peter, what must we do to be saved? Peter said to them, repent, the first step in plan of salvation, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And three, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Also, the need of the Holy Ghost gives us power over sin. Romans chapter 8, verse 4 and 6, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The necessity of repentance. The Bible commands us in Ezekiel 18, 30 and 32, the Word of God says, Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his way, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves and live. Matthew 4 and 17, Jesus said and began to preach, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Luke 13, 3 and 5, Jesus said, I tell you, nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Of those 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think you that they are sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. There are many that think that others are worse sinners than they. These people at this time thought of these 18 people that were killed by this tower falling upon them, that they must have been sinners above all others. But Jesus said, no, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. Amen. We all have sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We all must repent. We all must obey God's word. In the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 38, again we say, this Peter, whom Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. This Peter, of whom the Lord said, Peter, Satan desired you that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed the Father for you, that you would not fall into temptation. And when you are converted, strengthen thy brethren. Amen. This same Peter, the Lord give him, amen, the keys, amen, of the kingdom. He gave him the plan of salvation. Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts, and Peter began to speak and to say, amen, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 3 and 19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 17 and 30, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. There was a time when people weren't aware of God's plan of salvation. They knew not to repent, but now the Lord says, I command, we must obey the Lord's commandments. Breaking God's commandments is sin, and that sin leads to death. We must obey His commandments, and His Word tells us, amen, that we must repent. Repentance is necessary for an effective water baptism. Repentance is necessary to receive the Holy Spirit. Repentance is necessary for a genuine Christian life. Repentance is available to the Christians. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 2 and 1 states, my little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. So our first lesson on the new birth. Amen. Jesus spoke and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into heaven. Amen. The first step in God's plan of salvation is repentance.